As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
Oh, here we are, home and dry. Well, almost. Why can't they design a raincoat that stops the rain trickling down the back of your neck?
In Los Angeles, you were looking forward to rain.
That was in Los Angeles.
A drizzly day in Holland Park, you kept saying.
But it took you to tell Cy Lieberman that it was the title of my next book. You're getting as bad as Alistair.
Oh, you mustn't knock Alistair. She'd be grateful to him. He's looking after you.
I keep expecting him to pop in at night and tuck me up in bed.
Well, I could think of worse things.
Yes, I know you could. I wish he'd stop calling you lovely lady.
You're jealous.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, there's no need to be. I had my chance with Alistair. I threw him over for some old wreck I know. Yeah. Like a cup of tea.
Yes, but I'll do it in a minute. You weren't really ever tempted, were you?
What, being chased by a rich, young, good-looking man? Of course I was.
Do you think we've got any custard tarts?
I doubt it.
You weren't really tempted, were you? Not really.
Well, if you must know, I was.
Well, I wouldn't have been.
No, I should hope not.
I mean, look at the age difference. By the time he's 45, you'll be...
Yeah, all right, all right. Anyway, I never considered it a permanent relationship, just a sort of fling.
A fling?
Yes.
Is that a word that often creeps into your mind?
No. Anyway, I'm having one with you now.
Less of a fling, more of a gavotte, really.
I'll get you some custard tarts on the way back from work.
You're not going into the office today, are you?
Well, I slept on the plane. I feel fine.
You'd be better off in bed.
What, in a fling sense?
No, in a sleeping sense.
Oh, well, forget it then.
I mean, when we left Los Angeles, the time was actually... Well, and then there was the flight. So, in reality, the time is now...
You don't know, do you?
Well, all right, no, but I do know we're out of sync. It'll hit you sometime.
Well, when it does, I'll fall over. Oh, look, here's a note from Judy. Welcome home, famous writer and his bit of stuff.
I still can't believe the trip was a success. I'm being paid good American money to write a miniseries.
No, well, don't knock it.
No, I'm not. Well, I suppose I'd better start.
Oh, what? Not this minute?
No. Soon, though. To tell you the truth, I'm a bit scared of it all.
Now, what did Alistair say? Hang loose.
Yeah, I think we've talked enough about Alistair for one day.
All right, grumpy. Well, I'm going to change, and then I'm going to go to work. What are you going to do?
Go to bed.
What, at this hour?
Hmm. I know I can't work out the time difference properly, but I'm sure I should be in bed.
Well, I don't know, Sally. Yes, Mum's due back from L.A. today, but I don't know if she'll be in or not. Yes, OK, I'll tell her. Actually, oh, goodbye.
Miss Ice Cubes?
Yeah. She just wanted to tell Mum how brilliantly she's running the other branch.
She didn't actually say brilliantly, did she?
No, she said rather nicely, but coming from her, it means the same thing.
You know, when I went to see her last week, I felt as though I was being granted an audience with the Queen.
Her complexion is, of course, flawless.
Oh, not a split end on her head.
What do the temps think of her? I mean, her temps.
Awe is the word. By the way, she drives a BMW.
Of course she does.
New? Oh,
well, what else? Hello, Mum.
Welcome back, boss.
How was L.A.?
Hello. Later. I'll take you both to lunch and tell you all about it.
Oh. Wasn't I just saying what a lovely woman I work for?
I just want to know one thing. Did you go shopping on Rodeo Drive?
We couldn't even afford the money for a parking meter on Rodeo Drive. Well, how's it all going?
Fine. Don't look so anxious. The books are full.
We've treated ourselves to a new company car.
Well, yes. Just a little run
around. Oh, yes. All right. I'll see for myself.
Actually, I didn't expect you in here today.
Lionel's gone to bed.
Very sensible.
I think it's coffee time.
What, at this hour? Oh. Oh, yes, of course, so it is.
See what I mean? You need to readjust.
No, it's in the mind. Well, this looks all right. How's the other branch going? How's, Sally Curtis. Some people would call that a deafening silence.
She's fine.
She's, organised.
Yes?
I mean, what else is there to say?
By the expressions on your faces, quite a lot.
Hi, Li.
Come in, Alistair.
Jim Jams?
Yes, I'm in my Jim Jams.
I didn't wake you, did I?
Or worse still, is the lovely lady still in her Jim Jams?
No, the lovely lady is not. She's gone to the office. I was trying to outmaneuver jet lag, but it didn't work.
I never let jet lag into my life.
No, I don't suppose you do. Coffee?
Thanks, but no thanks. And you in Covent Garden, soonish.
What are you singing?
Singing. Nice one, Lai. No, I'm meeting a guy with two hearts. Aren't you going to ask me why?
I didn't want to seem inquisitive.
There has to be a book in this guy.
As well as the two hearts.
Right. Which brings me to you.
I've only got one heart.
Congrats on swinging the series, Lai. I've had a fax from Sy stateside. He was dazzled. He wants you to finish the screenplay soonest.
I've only just got home.
I know. But when you do get started... How shall I phrase this?
Plain English would be nice.
Okay. It's major league time.
That's not a good start.
Professional. This whole project needs to be approached in a very professional way. We can't afford to present it to the big guys in the States on the back of an envelope.
I hadn't actually intended to do that.
You know what I mean.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. For starters, I shall need a secretary.
Right. And have I got a girl lined up for you?
No. If it's all the same to you, Alistair, I'd rather that Jean took care of that.
Sure. Keep it in the family, because not only is Jean a lovely lady...
And I'd sooner you didn't keep talking about her, Alistair.
I didn't know I was.
Well, no, not at the moment. But you have. And you do. And I'd sooner you didn't.
Okay. Fine. Well, good luck, Lyme.
Look, Alistair... Thanks for all you've done. I'm really very grateful.
My pleasure. What about Twin Beats?
What are they, a group?
As a title for the book from the guy with two hearts.
Oh.
You're not crazy about it, are you?
Well, not really. How about the King of Hearts?
The King of Hearts? Hey, you may just have made my day. Cheers, La.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
I thought you'd forgotten who I was for a minute.
No, I was just... Where are you going?
Well, to see you. Alistair thinks I shall need some secretarial assistance, and for once I agree with him.
Oh, well, I've got to go out, so talk to Sandy.
Can I have Sandy?
No, you can't. For one thing, she's my secretary. And for another, you once told me that her knees keep popping into your head.
Now and again, I said.
Well, that's often enough. Anyway, you talk to her and she'll fix you up. Bye. I'll see you this morning. Or this evening.
I think you should be resting.
I thought that's what you were doing.
No, I couldn't get to sleep.
Well, there you are, then. Jet lag is just all in the mind.
I'm sorry, Lionel.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I can't see nobody printed on the screen.
Well, you wouldn't, but that's what it means.
Well, that's a damn nuisance.
It's good for business.
It's still a damn nuisance.
Look, I could help some evenings.
I don't work in the evenings. Jean's at home in the evenings.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, isn't that romantic?
Alistair works all hours.
That's why he's rich and I'm still grubbing about trying to find a temporary secretary.
I'm not sure I like grubbing about.
No, nor do I. We're a reputable agency with a second branch. Ask Miss Ice Cubes. That is, if she'll grant you an audience.
Just remember to walk backwards out of her office. Bowing.
You don't like her, do you?
We'll like her better when Mum's put her in her place.
Is that where she was going?
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking worried?
Well, because when I passed her on the way out, she didn't look as though she could find her place, let alone put her in it.
She was a bit dreamy this morning.
Well, she keeps saying that jet lag is all in the mind.
So is me thinking I can run up five flights of stairs without getting out of breath.
And
Miss Pargeter, how nice to see you.
Yes, it is. Hello, Sally.
Do sit down. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, that would be nice.
Whoops. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm perfectly all right. Chair's a bit unsteady.
Your tea.
Just put it down on the table. It'll be fine.
Yes, of course. Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, I've told you. It's all in the mind.
What is?
Feeling all right.
Oh. Yes, I suppose it is.
Now, look, Sandy. Sally. I'll come straight to the point.
Yes?
I don't want to beat about the bush. The bush.
Well, I wouldn't want you to. I like a direct approach.
Oh, good.
Is something wrong?
No, I told you, I'm perfectly all right.
Oh, no, I meant with me. As I said, I like the direct approach, but it does often indicate some area of dissatisfaction.
Oh. I think I'll just have some tea.
It's Lapsang Souchong. I hope that's all right.
Oh, very. Yes. Very. Very.
Look, would you like to see the books? I think you'll find that we're really doing very well in the first couple of weeks.
No, not books. No, I'm sure you are.
Oh, then the area I mentioned is not one I should be concerned about.
What area is that?
The area of dissatisfaction.
Ah.
Miss Pargeter, you really do seem rather unwell. Would you prefer me to see you at some other time?
Now, I keep telling you I'm perfectly all right. And you are not seeing me. I am seeing me. You.
Yes, of course. Excuse me. Yes? I told you to hold my calls.
Look, you're obviously very busy.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm really not.
Well, I am.
But I thought you wanted to see
me. Yes, well, I do. But this is not the right time, is it? With you on the phone all the time. I'll see you some other time. I'll phone. I'll phone. Yes. Yes, goodbye.
You've forgotten your bag.
Oh.
Miss Pargeter, are you sure you wouldn't like to rest somewhere?
No, I'm positive. I'll see you another time. But here's something to be thinking about. You're too heavy.
Heavy-handed.
You're too heavy-handed.
Oh. Right. Now, swing your legs up onto the bed. Oh, look here, let me help you.
I felt a complete and utter fool. Now, don't touch my feet. I should never have gone in the first place. The taxi driver thought I was drunk.
It's jet lag. And don't say it's all in the mind.
Well, then why haven't you got it?
Perversity of nature, I suppose. I expected to get it.
Oh.
Now, go to sleep.
I was going to take Judy and Sandy to lunch.
Well, that's a pleasure they'll have to forego, isn't it? Now, go to sleep.
I'm not tired.
Well, you're not right.
Now, I know I'm not right. Miss Ice Cubes could testify to that. I bet she's laughing up her beautifully tailored sleeve. The first time I met her, I put my hand into my briefcase and got it all covered in cheese and pickle. This time I just blundered about like a elephant.
I don't know why you want to impress her so much.
Impress her?
Yes.
Because she's so bloody perfect, that's why. Oh, don't make that patronising face. You wait till you meet her.
Well, I'll be meeting her this afternoon, actually.
Why?
Well, because all your temps are booked, and Judith suggested I try your other branch.
Oh, you think she's wonderful, of course.
Oh,
yes, there you go, being grumpy again.
I just want to be left out of this, that's all. And if you're so obsessed with impressing her...
Obsessed?
Yes. Then you should concentrate on getting back to the land of the living. And the first thing you need is a good sleep.
I keep telling you, how many more times I am not tired. I feel a bit dislocated, a bit woozy, but I'm not tired. As a matter of fact, I feel ever so tired.
Lionel knows best. Sleep tight.
There we are, Mr. Hardcastle. I can have a secretary with you tomorrow morning. Her name's Daisy. She's a very competent girl.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Miss Curtis. Well?
It must be wonderful to be a writer.
Yes, it must be.
No, but you are.
Oh, yes, I suppose I am. Well, thanks very much for all your help.
Not at all. And if there should be any problems, just let me know.
Yes, I will.
Jean doesn't like me, does she?
Doesn't she? I haven't the faintest idea.
Judith and Sandy don't like me either, do they?
Look, I'm outside all of this. I don't know who likes who.
Look, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have asked. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Look, it isn't a question of them not liking you.
Then what is it a question of?
Well, perhaps not warming to you.
Miss Ice Cubes.
What?
Word gets round, you know. I just don't have the knack of inspiring affection. I never had.
Don't you?
And look at the way I look.
Well,
no, go on, look.
Well, I'll be honest, I don't see a lot to complain about.
Well, that's just it, you see. This is just the equipment I was handed out. I didn't choose it.
Plenty would.
I didn't choose to be bright, either. I didn't choose to be naturally academic or naturally efficient. I can't help what I am.
I'm sorry, but I don't see why you should want to.
Because it turns people off.
You mean women people?
Oh, men as well. Oh, they fancy me, but when they find out I've got a good mind, they don't often like me.
Well, look here. I like you.
Oh. Thank you, Mr. Hardcastle.
Oh, call me Lionel.
Hello, Lionel. I'm just taking this coffee up to Mum.
How is she?
Well, she knows what day it is. Alistair's in there.
Did you get here before Judith or with her?
With?
With? Why?
Oh, no reason. So, how's the... But Miss Smith, you're so beautiful without your glasses situation.
Not for the first time, Alistair. I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
The secretary situation.
Oh, that's all sorted. Sally's fixed me up.
Excellent. I must say, Lai, that lady seems to be, how shall I put it, getting to our ladies.
It's not hard to see why, really. She's rather good-looking.
You mean gorgeous, don't you?
If pressed, yes.
Mum says she's so comfortable where she might as well stay there. I'll be in the kitchen.
I think I could do with an early night myself.
Hey, hey.
No. Snore, snore.
Whatever turns you on.
At our age, being turned off often means being turned on.
What's your bedtime reading tonight, Lionel?
Chronicle of the 20th Century.
Oh, have you got up to the swinging 60s yet?
No, I'm boning up on the fumbling 50s.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be that kind of miniseries.
Not that sort of fumbling. Well, there was some of that. We fumbled at everything then. We weren't a very assured generation, were we?
No, I suppose not. Who's that?
A very young Frank Sinatra.
So it is. Wasn't he thin?
Mm.
Oh, look, Ernest Bevin. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I've lost your place.
No, it's all right. It was getting too heavy to hold anyway. Yeah, that's enough for tonight. Oh, God, you're not getting up now.
I'm only going to get a glass of water.
Oh, this bed is full of crumbs. And you... Well, you can't ever get rid of them. They just bounce from one place to another.
What are you shouting about?
The bed is full of biscuit crumbs.
Oh, come here.
Well, now you're just brushing them all over my side.
Brushing the same direction. God. There. Now, back to bed.
Shall I get the Hoover?
No. Get into bed. All right.
All right for the moment, but they'll move about during the night. Still, we'll face up to that when we come to it. Good night.
You never told me how you got on with Sally Curtis.
Well, I told you. She's found me a secretary.
Yes, I know, but you didn't say anything else.
Well, like what?
Or general impressions.
Well, I've been home all evening. Why ask me now?
I didn't want to seem over-anxious to know. I thought you might have just told me.
My general impressions?
Yes.
Fine.
Well, did you like her?
Fine was the general impression you asked for.
Oh, so you did like her?
Yes, I did, actually. I thought she seemed a very honest girl.
Really?
Yes, if you must know. And quite honestly, I don't see why you all seem to have such a down on her. And come to that, I don't see why you want to, quote, put her in her place.
Oh, she gave you the old sob story, did she?
She didn't, as a matter of fact.
What, you had to drag it out of her?
She simply told me that she is aware that she wasn't liked, and she knew why.
Oh, see.
So there you are. She can't help looking gorgeous.
Sorry?
Attract.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's one of the reasons why none of you like her. And being clever. I mean, she can't help that either, but you all seem to resent it.
Lionel, you are too old to be this gullible. What? I can see her now draped all over her desk, saying, oh, why is my beauty such a curse?
She didn't do any such thing.
I bet she wore a short skirt.
I can't remember.
Well, did she?
Well, perhaps she did, but I refute gullible.
Well, you're sticking with gorgeous, though, aren't you?
Yes, all right, I am. It's that and being brainy that gets under your skin. And not just yours. Judith and Sandy's. It's interesting that you're all women, isn't it?
Well, it's no less interesting than the fact that you're a man of a certain age.
I've always been a man of a certain age.
Oh, well, perhaps you're right. It's not easy to warm to somebody who makes you feel like a bag lady without even trying. It's more than that, though. She's arrogant and she's overwhelming.
Well, she wasn't with me.
Oh, go to sleep.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do.
Why are you laughing?
I was just thinking. You accuse me of being jealous of Alistair, and you are jealous of Sally. But there's a difference.
Oh, what would that be?
Well, you were jealous of Sally before I even met her.
Morning, Mum.
Morning, Judith. What time did you get in last night?
About 2.
Well, you've no right to look that good.
You look fine yourself.
Well, yes, and so I should. I've had about 16 hours sleep.
We went out with Sandy and her boyfriend Nick last night.
Oh, yes? Mm.
The thing is, Sandy and I got talking about you.
If it's about me taking things easier, I'd sooner not know.
No, it's about Sally Curtis and you steaming off to see her.
Yes, well, I don't want to be reminded of that either. Wait till next time.
Well, that's just it. You shouldn't have gone yesterday.
No, not with jet lag coming on. No, I shouldn't.
No, you only went because you came back from L.A. to find Sandy and me going on like a couple of third-form sneaks.
With justification?
No, not really. I mean, we don't know her. We hardly ever even see her. She runs that branch like clockwork.
Are you telling me you suddenly discovered that she's a warm and wonderful person?
No, I can't stand her.
Lionel actually thinks I'm jealous of her.
Well, you are.
Oh?
Oh, come on, we both are. Let's face it, that's the real problem.
You sure you haven't been nobbled by Lionel?
I'm not a racehorse. Besides, I haven't even seen him this morning.
Well, perhaps you're right. I mean, what would I have said to her? Can you make yourself look more dowdy? Can you be less efficient? Can you manage to fall in a puddle and make yourself muddy?
I like the last one.
Yes, so do I. Well, perhaps you're right. We'll just let it lie.
I feel a finer person now. Cheerio, Mum.
Bye, love.
Hello, Lionel. I hope you've shaved. You've got a secretary coming this morning.
I know, and I have.
Good sleep.
Eventually.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. But you'll be glad to hear that we've sorted everything out. We've decided to be incredibly large-hearted and not envy Sally Curtis because she's perfect.
Good.
And you don't have to see her again, do you?
No. Not unless she's so besotted with me that she can't leave me alone.
You should be so lucky.
Lucky? Oh, I couldn't be doing with anybody who's perfect. I much prefer you.
I suppose if I think about that for a very long time, I could take it as a compliment.
Well, of course.
Well, I better be going.
You might even get to like her.
Oh, now we're getting into the realms of fantasy.
Look, you're bigger than she is.
But I know that.
Look, bigger-hearted. Look, try it. Make the first move. You might be surprised.
You think you're becoming a United Nations peacemaker?
At least give it a chance.
What, because I'm suddenly big-hearted?
Not suddenly.
See you tonight.
Yeah. See you tonight.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Daisy. Sally Curtis sent me to do some secretarial work for Mr. Hardcastle.
Oh, did she really? Come in.
Thank you.
Look what Sally sent you.
Hello, I'm Daisy.
Good morning. Come through. I've just made a pot of coffee. This way.
Thank you.
I'll kill her. I'll kill her.
You must be loving me. Kisses for